Welcome back to After the Mishnah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Tes, Shmuel HaKatan Omer, Shmuel HaKatan Toras, B'nefal Oyevecha Al Tismach, when your enemy falls, do not be glad. Uvi Kashloy Al Yogali Becha, when he stumbles, let your heart not be joyous. Your heart, Libecha, your heart should not be joyous, and this is a pasuk quoted directly out of Mishlei, and Yira Hashem V'ra Be'enav, lest Hashem see and it displease him, that he shivit me alav apoy, and he turn his wrath from him to you. Art Scroll Translation from Proverbs 24, 17, and 18. There are many stories of many tzaddikim and gedolei Yisrael that instead of responding to those that were mitzayir them and treated them not with the proper respect, they would not respond and give them back what they quote-unquote deserve. Rather, they'd be treated with a special ayin tov, and perhaps even better than the ones that treated them well. Just to be mekayim this pasuk of b'nefal oyevecha al tismach. Sfasema says that the language b'nefal oyevecha is very hard to understand. It's mashma that a person always has an enemy, b'nefal oyevecha, your enemy. There are people who don't have any enemies at all. And he says, in the name of many mefarshim, that the Tana is talking about Yetzirah. Yetzihara is your greatest enemy, and his hatred towards you and his fight against you is constant. The Tana is teaching us that even if a person is able to overcome and be machniya as Yetzihara, don't be so quick to be happy and rejoice in his downfall, because Yetzihara will come back, could come back, and does come back at any minute stronger than he was before. B'nefal evecha al tismach. Now let's end off. Uvi kashtei al yogali becha. Rav Shalom Shadron, the famous Maggid, explained the Mishnah, Yogel li becha, your heart should not rejoice, with a story, a mashal, and he said it about himself, but obviously it was just to get people to listen and really understand it. He says, one Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he ended up in a city, Friday night, he spoke in the main Beis Medrash, and the morning, he says, I came to Daven Shacharis in that Beis Medrash, and I was convinced that the first Aliyah belongs to me, I'm a Kayin, it belongs to me. And why would they not give me this aliyah? He wasn't even paying attention. He thought for sure that he's going to be called up. He was already about to walk up to the bima. And then he hears the gabbai call somebody else up. So he says, okay, most certainly the gabbai doesn't know I'm a kohen, and he's going to give me the maftir of Rosh Chodesh. And then maftir of Rosh Chodesh passes. He doesn't get it. He says it must be because the gabbai knows that I'm a chazin on the Yom Noiroim, and therefore he wants that I should daven musaf, the special musaf. It's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh at the Yetzarta. And he says, you know, this is a very special tefillah, and this is something that I'm certainly going to be called upon to lead the crowd with. Nope, it didn't happen. The gabbai calls up somebody else, and after a minute of thinking about all the bushes that he has just received, not getting an aliyah, not getting called up to daven, it's time to daven Shmona Esrei, and he begins to daven, and he forgets about everything that just happened. The quiet Shmona Esrei is over, the chazin begins chazaras hashatz, and Kedusha is over, and what happens? This chazin starts Tikanta Shabbos, like he does every Shabbos. And I happen to be the one to stop this mistake immediately. I was the first one, and I yell out, Ata Yetzarta! And then I stop to think, what was going through my mind at that second? Most certainly, I had no intention of taking revenge on the fact that he didn't give me a kibbur. I wasn't trying to teach him a lesson. I wanted to correct a mistake. But why was it that I felt so good, like a little bit of a burden, a little stone was removed from my heart? It must be because I felt like deep down I was taking nekama and I was paying him back. That was the feeling deep down in my heart. Bikashlei ayoga libecha, even deep down in your heart, there should not be any rejoicing at the fall of your enemy. It doesn't have to be your enemy. Somebody you think might have done something wrong to you. Bikashlei ayoga libecha.